The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. Welcome to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. The Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour brings to you the very latest nutrition information, and the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers bring you EDLP. More about EDLP during the show. Here are your hosts, Al Foreman and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist.
Start spreading. Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. It is Friday. It is April 12th. And I am joined here this morning by Janet Cimarelli. Good morning, Janet.
Good morning, Al.
It's a beautiful day here in Margate. And the purpose of this show is to bring to you the best information possible that you will receive when it comes to helping you help your health. Health is most important to everybody. And I think by people listening to the show on a weekly basis every Friday, you're going to learn a whole lot how you can help yourself. Janet Cimarelli, of course, is here to answer any questions you may have. She's here 4 days a week. She's here today from 12 to 5, Saturday 12:30 to 5:30, Tuesday 12 to 5, and Thursday from 11 until 3. So if you have any questions about your health concerns, please feel free to stop in and see Janet. There is no charge. And she'll spend whatever time necessary to help you overcome your health challenges. And again, as I pointed out, the purpose of the radio show is to bring to you a wealth of information. And we're very fortunate today to have with us an educator, a formulator, and a woman who has spent years researching the benefits of herbs. And I think herbs go back probably thousands upon thousands of years ago when they were first used. And today we find that the beneficial uses of herbs are even expanding. So let me welcome our very special guest today, Ms. Autumn Summers. Good morning, Autumn.
Good morning, Al and Janet. Thanks for having me on.
Well, it is a pleasure to have you with us. I know we've had you on in the past, and we've gotten great feedback about the information you were able to share with us. Tell our listeners first, where you're speaking to us from?
Sure. I'm from about an hour north of San Francisco and in a little town called Sebastopol. And so it's bright and early and beautiful here today. It sounds like it's a great day out there in Florida as well. But I work with Herb Farm, the herbal extract company that's based in Southern Oregon.
And that's part of the same country that you're in right now, the West Coast.
That's right. I'm on the West Coast.
Well, I know that you're 3 hours behind us, so we welcome you to the show. And we want to learn a little bit about some of the Herb Farm products that have been available here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, as well as other retailers that carry the line of Herb Farm, which I think is the premier line of liquid herbs. And Janet, if you'd like to start, we can check with Autumn to see which particular product you'd like to speak about first.
Okay, well, some area of health and well-being that I'm questioned about a lot has to do with immune support. And there are so many different herbal categories with regard to supporting your immune system. And I think that there might be people out there who could be concerned. Maybe they have allergies and they don't want to overstimulate their immune system. So the idea of support and foundational aspects with regard to immune function without overstimulating. So we have in front of us Herb Farm olive extract and cat's claw and astragalus. So is there one that you'd like to start with?
Sure, that's great. And you're right, you know, it can be confusing with all the options. So, yeah, let's start with astragalus. That's such a great herb. And so I'm sure your listeners and customers have heard of this, or if they haven't, it's a a Chinese. It's based from the Chinese traditional materia medica or medicine system. And it's this root of a plant in the pea family. It has a kind of a mild taste, and it's actually more of a tonic, one of our deep kind of immune system support herbs. And I think you bring up an interesting question. It's like, oh, is there a way with herbs to overstimulate or overdo it? And it would depend on the herb. This is one that actually is traditionally used long-term, and it falls into a little bit more of a almost a food in its use. So it can be used like all throughout the immune season, or even if you're just feeling like, oh, I really need that support. It's like building up your force field in a way you could think about. Or, you know, if you have a house and you know, for your house, you have a security system, you know, and you want to have that be secure. Astragalus really helps so that in a way, like with your security system, you know, a burglar isn't going to be able to get in. And it's known as a superior tonic used for really rebuilding that depleted immune activity. And you're not going to overdo it with astragalus. It'd be very hard to do that. It is one. It also has an affinity, besides for the whole immune system, for the lungs in particular. So I have seen people who are getting over, recovering from a cold that really settled in their lungs, and they were over that acute phase and really, but still had that lingering cough and just didn't feel back up to speed. And astragalus really was the thing that brought them back to feeling much better and feeling like themselves and really cleared up the cough. It's usually not one thought to be used during that acute phase. There could be times when you would do that, but in general, you're using it before, hopefully so you don't catch something, or in that recovery phase, because it's such a deep tonic in a way. So that's how I think of astragalus. And like I said, it has a mild, very mild flavor. A lot of these more tonic herbs in general, these long-term herbs, are going to usually have a milder flavor, or some of the ones we use for that acute phase can be like, wow, that's a really strong tasting herb. You know, you take it and sometimes maybe hold your nose, but you know it's really good for you, or it's just, it has a stronger flavor. So that's astragalus.
Well, let me ask you a question about astragalus.
Yeah,
can
please.
A child use astragalus?
Say that
I'm
again.
I'm talking about a child somewhere between 5 and 10 years old.
Are there trials that use it? There's actually quite a number of trials. I'd have to look them up, but I've read a number of things, even with, you know, people recovering from chemotherapy and that type of a thing, because it does support the immune system so well. And it really does. I have seen studies, even people going through like intensive treatments where they were using some of these Chinese herbs like astragalus or other herbs, and they just came out of those intensive treatments well, you know, better off than before. And you can look on PubMed is a really great resource. It's just a general resource for studies, and you can put in astragalus, and you'll see a number of studies with that herb.
Well, for building up the immune system, is this used 3 times a day, 4 times a day, once a day?
Yes, you know, so in that case, let's say you're just building up. It's like basically you're feeling well, but it's like, oh, I'm working in a store and people are coming in sick, or I'm a teacher or something. You could do it twice a day. That would be fine. And we have it in the liquid extract. It's one dropper full per dose. So you just squeeze that dropper. You could take some in the morning, take some in the afternoon or in the evening. Feel like, oh, I've actually been exposed more, or I'm just feeling like I could use extra support, then you could do that 3 to 4 times a day. But on that long-term basis, I would do it 1 to 2, you know, 2 times a day would be great. That would be totally fine.
I think you have certainly helped so many of our listeners, because with the trail end, so to speak, of the cold and flu season, I do see a lot of people who they're feeling fine, they have recovered, and the lingering cough is an issue. So astragalus, very, very helpful for that final recovery aspect from a cold. So if people out there are dealing with a lingering cough and you're taking cough drops and maybe you're taking honey and lemon and still the cough lingers, here's a very, very high quality answer for you, Herb Farm Astragalus. Okay, do you have a choice that you would like to make between olive and cat's claw extracts?
Sure, let's go to cat's claw. Cat's claw is one that comes from South America, and it has some anti-inflammatory effects and certainly a stronger immune effect. It's usually you're going to be using this for when you're actually dealing with something a little more intensive. There's some folks are putting it in their Lyme formula for Lyme's disease. We certainly aren't, you know, we can't make any claims about that, but you do see that on the internet, and Stephen Buhner also talking about that. And it really, it's not specific as far as anyone can tell. It's more that it's just so supportive for the immune system. And also there's some research about it helping with some joint pain, and which of course can be one of the symptoms of Lyme. But traditionally, so when you look at the ethnobotany, you get that joint pain and kind of irritation and kind of, again, it has some of that chemoprotective property as well, like you, which you would get from a little bit from astragalus, you know, and if you're taking a treatment that's intensive to your body. So, that's the cat's claw, and so that one I would use more for a specific type of condition, especially if it's kind of immune and joint related. Not one I would take necessarily as a preventative in the same way as I would astragalus. It's just a little stronger, a little more specific in that way, but certainly has its place in herbal medicine. And again, that one would be a dropper full, you know, for more of a condition that you're trying to work with, you know, three times a day. And often, you know, we're talking about single herbs, but, you know, often you'd be blending it with something else that would also, just like with all of them, you can take them as a single, but it's you get even more benefits usually when you're blending them with appropriate herbs. So looking at what your other symptoms are, potentially with a cat's claw or with astragalus, like we have astragalus in a lot of our blends. We sell cat's claw as a single. So that's so how I think
saying,
about using it.
Autumn, you're saying that these can be combined to help strengthen the immune system. Is that, in essence, what we
hear? Yes. Yeah, absolutely. And I hadn't mentioned that with the astragalus, but we have that in a number of our blends, like our daily immune builder. So it's there with reishi mushroom as well. The cat's claw, we also sell astragalus on its own. So you have that option. We also sell cat's claw on its own. And you have that option to find which herb to blend it with depending on your symptoms.
And that music you hear in the background is a little bit of a notice to us that it's time for us to take a break here on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center with Mr. Al Foreman, and joining us by phone, our very special guest, Autumn Summers, and we're talking about Herb Farm herbal extracts and very specific health benefits that you can achieve using these extracts. Stay tuned, more to come.
Channa juice is the innovative way to get the benefits of super juices in two easy-to-swallow capsules. Pomegranate benefits without the sugar. Acai, noni, koji berry magnesine, lychee in two easy-to-swallow capsules. Easy to carry with you to work, when traveling, or just too busy to juice. Antioxidants that provide immune support benefits in two capsules. Find out more at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers, 3105 North State Road 7 in Margate, a half mile south of Sample Road in the PennDOT Shopping Center. Come in and speak to our friendly and knowledgeable team.
Join our mailing list and get advance notice of all the great events that are going to be taking place at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. Health support groups, nutrition education groups, special tasting events, special demonstration events. You will know about them all when you sign up for our emails.
You won't miss a single event when you sign up today. Don't forget to like us on Facebook. SavealotNutritionCenters.com. SAVALOT NutritionCenters.com. 754-307-1655. 754-307-1655.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. It is Friday, April 12th, and we're bringing to you what we consider to be the best information possible to help you maintain a good, healthy condition. Our special guest today is Miss Autumn Summers, who's speaking to us from way up in the North Country, above San Francisco. And I'm happy that she got up so early to be with us. Janet Sabrelli, of course, is here today from 12 to 5 to answer any questions. She'll be here tomorrow, Saturday, from 12:30 to 5:30, and back again on Tuesday from 12 to 5 and Thursday, 11 to 3. The store is open 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday. Saturday, we are open 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. And if you missed any part of this show that you're listening to right now, you can go on to it's 7:40 a.m. tomorrow at 4 o'clock. So 7:40 a.m. tomorrow at 4 o'clock. If for some reason you can't get to that, we archive all of our radio shows, and that will be archived on our website, which is www.SaveALotNutritionCenters.com. That's all one word, SaveALotNutritionCenters.com. And with that said, Janet, where would you like to progress? We spoke about the cat's claw. We spoke about astragalus. And you had mentioned olive as being part of what can be used to help keep the immune system strong. Autumn, can you shed some light on that?
Sure. And this is the olive leaf that you see in products and in our extract. And, you know, it's a good place to talk about that herbs often have multi-uses. They're multifaceted. And so olive has been shown to help support the immune system and can certainly be taken that way. There's some research that it may be helpful in particular with viral issues. And it also really has a lot of support for the circulatory system. There's even more research on that. So it's interesting to see, like, which parts of the uses of the plant, which uses kind of get highlighted at different times. So that's just something to think about. It can really help stabilize blood pressure. So when we're looking at herbs, we can look at, oh, I'm going to get some immune support, but I also need to help support that my blood pressure and keep it in that normal level. And olive can really excel and be blended with other things like hawthorn berry. And I know moving off of the immune, but I want to highlight this with olive and lindenflower. And we do have like a blood pressure support formula. But you do see olive, and you certainly can take it as a single to help with immune, especially with those potentially with a viral concern. And it would be combined well with echinacea, certainly one of my favorites, which I know isn't on Janet's list, but I certainly want to make sure to mention it because it is such a great herb that can be used both short-term and long-term with echinacea. And I know sometimes there's been a misunderstanding out there about echinacea not being able to be used long-term, but it can be. So
I'm so happy to have you say that because I do explain to people that it actually is in a category of adaptogenic and tonic herbs so that you can certainly use it in a very focused way during the acute stage of an illness to hasten the recovery and lessen the intensity of the symptoms. But long-term, it is excellent as a protective. You're going to be supporting your immune system so that it is able to act in a fast and efficient way should you be exposed to bacteria, virus, an infectious microorganism. So I think there is a great deal of confusion in the marketplace with regard to echinacea. Don't take it long term that you will overstimulate your immune system, but the dosing aspect is very specific. One of the ways that I have used echinacea, there are people for a genetic aspect or one reason or another, their white blood cell count may be chronically low. And I have found a dose of echinacea very effective at supporting white blood cell function and the number of white blood cells. Okay, Autumn, the next area that people come to see me about so frequently is energy. They say, I sleep well, but I wake up and I'm not necessarily feeling rested. I don't have that energy and vitality that I would like to have. And so some of the herb farm extracts that I have in front of us, I have holy basil, ashwagandha, and rhodiola, all saying energy and vitality on the label. So where would you like to start there?
Oh, great. Yeah, I love this category. Like you'd mentioned, the word adaptogen, and all of these really fall into that. We can start with holy basil. That one, so the adaptogens are really these usually longer-term herbs, more tonics in whatever tradition they're coming from, which holy basil primarily is coming from the Ayurvedic or tradition in India. Though certainly wherever it grows, people use and have, you know, have used it in the past. And these adaptogens are really helping us become more resilient and adapt to stress. So, yeah, that place of like, oh, it's not energy in the sense of drinking a cup of coffee in the morning or black tea with that caffeine. And sometimes, you know, that can be super appropriate, but this is more long term. So with all these adaptogens, they're helping our adrenals respond, and so we can respond in a healthy way. And then again, they always have their own specific kind of personality traits. And holy basil really helps with like some mind clarity and mood, helping a lot of people find just like a slight like, oh, I'm thinking a little more clearly when I'm taking holy basil consistently. It actually has a very interesting flavor. It has a little clovey type of flavor because it has a similar component to clove. So it's got a nice little almost spicy quality to it. It also can help with mood. So it's helping with our stress response, but a lot of people find it really helps with that mood quality and kind of mental fog and anxiety. So if you're feeling like that's part of where it's like my energy, oh, my mood, I'm just not, you know, I need more of that pick-me-up and adrenal support, holy basil is really an excellent herb to choose. And these can also be combined. We have some blends that combine like rhodiola, holy basil, and ashwagandha. I don't know if you all carry some of our sprays, but we have one called Daily Stress Balance. But it is nice to try the single herbs too and see how it's like, oh, I really feel good with that one. Because each, we're all going to respond differently to these different adaptogens and find the one that you resonate with.
It's interesting because on the label it says holy basil, energy and vitality, the herb farm label.
Sure.
And I was kind of surprised to see that description because when I suggest holy basil, the word that I use is soothing. And I think you've explained very beautifully why exactly it has that soothing effect. And then when your adrenals are supported, ultimately your energy and vitality are much improved.
I have a question about that holy basil. Is it possible that people can use that as a way to help them lose weight because it gives them that much energy?
You know, I think, indirectly, like Janet was saying, that effect of, oh, I actually am feeling my adrenals are supported, so I have some more energy to go exercise, or also the mood aspect, you know, like when we're not feeling so happy, it's like it's easy to just sit and eat more, you know what I mean? Like not get enough movement and all of that, which is so important. for our keeping a healthy weight. So it's not directly like helping us burn more calories as an herb, but it's helping with those actions or our habits that contribute to us, you know, not leading such a healthy lifestyle. So I haven't, maybe there is some other benefit in that way. I haven't heard about it boosting metabolism specifically. But it also can have, because of that aromatic quality, it can have a little digestive support in there. Most of our aromatic herbs do that. And I'm even just checking one of my resources. One resource mentions maybe a little helping with hypoglycemic effects. So indirectly could certainly have that effect. And it also, when I was in Florida working with stores doing some training, I'm remembering now one gentleman said, the way I think about holy basil is like, it's like, you know, the eye of the storm in a hurricane. Everything's kind of crazy around you, but you're just centered and focused and clear. And, you know, so that's really helping with that stress response. So hopefully that answered your question. And I do want to go back to Janet. You said something like, oh, surprised to see it said energy and vitality. And, you know, it is. It's that deep immune, deep, more adrenal support. And, you know, with those labels, we're also trying to give just a highlight of how these herbs are primarily used. But, again, they always have secondary uses.
It's very interesting when people begin to understand the very broad effect of individual herbs. And when we talk about tonic and adaptogenic aspects of these herbal substances, when something is weak in one person, the herb will support it. When something is overstimulated in another individual, it helps to calm it down. So the same herb in two different people actually achieves balance. And that's the just absolutely beautiful aspect of some of these herbal formulas.
Are there any restrictions, Autumn, for people who should not use holy basil?
You know, that one, I have not seen specific restrictions, unless you're just like not really liking that little spicy flavor to it, so much. It's going to be a little bit warming. So if you have a tendency to have, you know, a more warming constitution or just run that way, you could also, that's where you get into blending of like balancing out, but it's mild in that way. So I know it's pretty much safe for, most folks. Yeah, it's not so much a safety issue. It's just, you know, sometimes like, oh, just not my herb. I don't really resonate with it.
So ashwagandha is next on my list. It's one of my favorite herbs, and I think that there are so many beneficial aspects to using ashwagandha. Autumn?
Yeah, I love ashwagandha, and I love just saying it too, and it's certainly one that a lot of people are hearing about. It looks like we'll go do it next.
I think that music means it's time for us to take a break here on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. Our very special guest this morning, Autumn Summers. I'm here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center with Mr. Al Foreman. More to come. Stay tuned.
Come to my office at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. I can evaluate your blood work to determine the beneficial activity of your supplements. For comprehensive testing information and personalized recommendations, speak with me, Janet Cimarelli, and get the guidance needed to achieve meaningful results for your personal health issues. 754-307-1655. 754-307-1655. The Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center is located at 3105 North State Road 7, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in the Penn Dutch Shopping Center in Margate.
Looking for quality groceries at great discount prices? Look no more. You can find the brands you know at the very best prices at Save-A-Lot, and always at the best prices. EDLP prices. Everyday low prices. I said everyday low prices. That's right. EDLP everyday low prices. Come in. See for yourself. See the great selection and be amazed at the prices. Save a Lot Nutrition Centers, 3105 North State Road 7, Margate. Go to SaveALotNutritionCenters.com. That's SaveALotNutritionCenters.com.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. It is Friday. It is the 12th of April. And before I forget, I want to wish all of our listeners out there, whether you're a Jewish celebrating Passover or whether you're not Jewish and celebrating Easter, we want to wish you all a great holiday, very happy holiday, and a very healthy holiday. Our special guest today is Miss Autumn Summers, and we're speaking about a wide variety of products that are produced by the company called Herb Farm. They are probably, in my opinion, the leader when it comes to liquid herbs. I think they have really taken the industry in the right path as to how they're grown and harvested. And I think that's something you may want to mention, Autumn, while we're discussing the benefits of the Herb Farm products.
That's so great. You just literally read my mind, Al, because I was thinking, oh, yeah, ashwagandha. I want to talk about our farms and because that is one that we grow. And we're also now growing holy basil. So while we have had great partners and suppliers, growers in India, we have found in Southern Oregon that we can also grow those two herbs. And so ashwagandha has actually become, is now our largest single herb that we grow ourselves because of the, it's become so popular and for good reason. So that's something, just to give a little bit of background on Herb Farm, we're in Southern Oregon. We are actually 40 years old this year, and our mission from the beginning with Ed and Sarah was like creating the highest quality extracts, and they started in their kitchen, and now we just have a much bigger kitchen, basically, and everyone, you know, it's very hands-on, from planting the seeds, harvesting the herbs, mixing them with the alcohol and water or vegetable glycerin to extract, stirring that every day to make sure the extract is done properly, and then pressing out, bottling it, all of that. Very, very intensive, but we pay attention to every step along the way. And we grow over 65 herbs on our own farm, so that's quite a lot, as you can imagine, and then just work with great partners, like I mentioned, around the world. So getting back to ashwagandha, so this is an herb that comes from the Ayurvedic tradition, but also it grows in Africa, and I was also just reading recently, even Pakistan, other areas, wherever it's grown, it is used. It's the root that's used, and it actually, its name, one of the translations is like the strength of a stallion, and it has a kind of a pungent, kind of rooty taste and smell. And this is one that really does support that adrenal system. It's a rejuvenating remedy when we think about it from the Ayurvedic tradition. It's called a calming adaptogen in the sense it doesn't make you calm, like sleepy right away, but over the long term, it can really help with sleep quality, which of course will help with our well-being. It can also help with mild anxiety. There's also a lot of research on it, traditional use for libido support, which, of course, when we're feeling or when our adrenals are doing well, our libido, but that is one of its specific personality traits, and also even some evidence for helping with the thyroid, giving that, helping with thyroid function, and having some mild anti-inflammatory and anti-spasmodic effects. But primarily when I think of ashwagandha, and it is an herb I personally take a lot, is just smoothing out, giving that good energy, helping with great sleep quality, libido effects, just overall, you know, feeling juicy, feeling, you know, like, oh, I'm ready to go. Got that strength of a stallion you can think about. And we have it. We just started offering it in an alcohol-free option as well, which I don't know if you guys offer that, and you might, if you get questions, it's certainly something you can think about. And we only offer those alcohol-free extracts for the herbs that we feel we can do a really good extraction with the vegetable glycerin. Vegetable glycerin doesn't extract as well as alcohol, and so we only use it for certain herbs.
Janet, you've had a lot of experience with clients that come in and see you using ashwagandha.
Right.
And I know that Autumn pointed out a couple of uses and benefits of ashwagandha. But I know there are other ones that you have been very successful with in helping people overcome some health challenges.
Well, with ashwagandha, if people's mood may be low, if their motivation is not what they're accustomed to, brain chemistry, so there are so many aspects. Ashwagandha is so supportive of function, both physical function as well as mental function. So people can achieve so many different benefits. I think that it will kind of light your fire, so to speak. That's how I talk about ashwagandha, that internal spark that gets you motivated, keeps your mood in a very good place, supports your energy. When all of that is working, it's kind of like mind-body medicine. Okay, shall we go to rhodiola? I love rhodiola as well.
Yeah, and these are all in that adaptogen category, rhodiola. We work with partners in Canada, a co-op that's growing it because it loves those higher, colder latitudes. And lots of research from Russia and Sweden with this herb. Really, you see a lot about physical performance, you know, if you're wanting to make sure you're working out more and being able to do that. But also that memory and concentration aspect with rhodiola, that one really shines with it. Some people actually, our herb buyer, instead of reaching for a cup of coffee in the afternoon, rhodiola just gives her that extra kick, like she feels it pretty immediately. Where with some of these adaptogens, you may feel like, well, I'm not feeling it, you know, when I take it. But you take it for a few weeks, and you're like, wow, I really do have, like you said, I have more spark left, or I'm thinking more clearly. And so it really, it's building from that deep root level, you know, dealing with some of these imbalances we have. So rhodiola, I think of for that memory and concentration. And also, I have talked to people who it has helped them tremendously with like really like depression issues specifically. And that was like the only herb that really helped kick that. So that's something to consider if you're having some issues with mood and anxiety. So it goes both ways. With rhodiola can be very helpful for that. And one author, David Winston, who talks really, he has a great book on adaptogens, talks about kind of a stagnant depression that rhodiola can be quite helpful for. And then it has also an affinity for the heart, just as a nice support for heart function and the cardiovascular system. So you can really see like, oh, that's an area I could use some support and some energy. Rhodiola can really be helpful. It's an herb that's very astringent. So if you eat an unripe banana and that quality of your mouth drying out, it has more of that kind of a quality. Where in Florida, where you have more of a humid climate and all of that, you may find rhodiola is actually very appropriate for that. When I've worked with people in like Colorado where it's very dry, they are always wanting to combine rhodiola with a more moistening herb because it's already so dry there. So it's also something to think about what your climate is and how your other qualities in your constitution are.
Janet, I don't know if you remember, we had to be more than 20 years ago, we had Rich DeSoto on.
Took the thought right out of my brain, yes.
Oh, all right. So I'll let you pick it up from there.
Okay, because Arctic root, which refers back to rhodiola's
right.
Siberian origins, and certainly the dramatic immune effect that people get with the Rich DeSoto's Arctic root, cold care.
And I remember also him speaking about the benefits of the rhodiola on the Russian Olympic team. And I'm going back, I can't tell you the exact year that he was referring to, but it's more than 20 years ago.
So
where they won a great deal of medals. in the Olympics because they all use rhodiola.
So one of the words that comes to mind for me with regard to rhodiola is stamina. And it isn't just physical stamina, it's systemic stamina. So your circulatory system has stamina. It doesn't give out on you as you have used it, and pushed your circulation to its limit in sports, so to speak. But the rhodiola achieves stamina for your circulatory system, for your neurological system, for your immune system. So it just makes you strong.
Without a doubt.
Okay, so we have energy and vitality very nicely covered. Now, another area that we've alluded to just a little bit with regard to frequent questions that I answer here at Save a Lot has to do with anxiety, agitation, unstable mood, and there's an herb that seems to have a lot of questions about it. So many people are very concerned and maybe a little bit frightened about it. And I'm referring to kava. And it's one of my favorites. And people need to know about the underlying origins of kava and how to use it, how it is going to best benefit them. Autumn?
Oh, great. Well, yeah, I love kava too, and it is so wonderful, especially for that immediate needing to, you know, take things down a notch. You're just feeling very anxious and maybe having a lot of tension, muscle tension. It really helps with that immediate effect with frustration and stress and feeling just, wow, I've got too many things on my plate and I can't focus and just, you know, just feeling very stressed out in the moment. But kava, yeah, there is some concern, and especially when you read the warning label, it can feel like, wait a minute, what's going on with this? There's a very long warning on kava, but the background on it is it's been used for thousands of years in the South Pacific. That's where we source ours from. That's where it's been grown and used, like I said, for, you know, eons, basically. And it is used in more of a climate of like, oh, we're going to sit around as a community and hang out and drink some kava and everybody's feeling good. I always like to say like, oh, I think we could have more of this in Washington, D.C. it would be a really good thing to have some kava circles up there. Get everybody on the same page.
Okay, we distribute it throughout the population across the United States.
It'd be a good thing. It'd be a good thing for all of us. Yeah. But the, so that whole sense it's been of just like, oh, I'm in community, I'm relaxed, I'm communicating well, and all of that. But the warning, which is why people are concerned, is it was literally 20 years ago, there were under 10 cases worldwide that were directly correlated with kava use. It wasn't our product. I don't even know, remember now which products they were, and it doesn't matter.
They were using bark instead of root and or mixing root and bark just to achieve more volume in their herbal extract. Mm-hmm. And it isn't the bark, it's the root. That music means that it's time for us to take a break here on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center with Mr. Al Foreman and our special guest today, Autumn Summers, and we're talking about Herb Farm and the high quality aspects of all of their herbal extracts. Stay tuned, more to come.
Save-A-Lot has the entire spectrum of products to support your good health. Let's begin with those choices of organic foods at Save-A-Lot. Minimize your exposure to artificial chemicals found in fertilizers, pesticides, and GMOs. Choose organic foods and support your good health as well as supporting ethical food practices. Come into Save-A-Lot and see your organic food choices at great prices. The best prices. 3105 North State Road 7, Margate. Half mile south of Sample Road in the PennDOT Shopping Plaza. 754-307-2000. 1655. You can find Janet's best formulas at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7 in Margate, half mile south of Sample Road in the PennDOT Shopping Center. Learn about building a healthy body with Janna Juice. Two capsules per day start you on your way with easy-to-assimilate antioxidants from kojai, noni, pomegranate, raspberry, lychee, and more. Start today to enhance your health with Janna Juice. Visit Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers to learn more. 3105 North State Road 7 in Margate in the PennDOT Shopping Center.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. It is Friday. It is April 12th. And our special guest today is Miss Autumn Summers, speaking to us from the West Coast up above San Francisco and talking about the benefits of using the Herb Farm liquid extracts. And comes in many, many different forms. And I know Janet's been a big fan of some of them, and which we're still going to get into in the last segment. I want to remind our listeners that Janet is available if you need any more questions answered about the Herb Farm liquids. Stop in to see her today from 12 to 5. Tomorrow, Saturday, from 12:30 to 5:30. She'll be back again on Tuesday from 12 to 5 and Thursday from 11 to 3. The store hours are 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday. Saturday, we are open till 6, from 9 a.m. until 6 p.m. And we try and bring you the best values with our policy of EDLP, which is everyday low pricing, 52 weeks a year. We're very proud of that, and we're very proud of the prices we're able to sell products for. And you're welcome to bring in your phones, your computers, and check our prices against anybody else online. The last segment here, we're trying to talk about a product that I know people have used for smoking. Is that correct, Janet? They can smoke kava? Kava bars.
Kava bars are, yes, a very, very nice alternative to a bar that serves alcohol. and the benefit, as Autumn mentioned, with feeling connected and calm. So in large social gatherings where people might be experiencing some sensations of shyness or anticipating possibly antipathy as part of the underlying energy in a gathering, kava is just a beautiful stabilizing aspect where it's calming. Autumn?
I would completely agree. And I just want to touch back to that whole thing about, yeah, if you use the right part of the kava, the root, and the right variety, because there's many varieties. There's what's called the noble varieties, which actually are the best and smoothest in a way in their effects. You'll definitely get that connected and calming effect, and it's immediate. You know, like you take some a dropper full of kava in some water or juice or, you know, something. It does have a very strong flavor, no doubt. You're going to feel it in 5, 10, 15 minutes for sure and just feel like, oh, everything's great. I'm feeling that, right? I'm feeling calm. I'm hanging out. This, you know, life is really good, and that's so important because so many of us are dealing with just that sense of anxiousness or trepidation going into a situation. So kava is a great ally, especially for that immediate use. Some people even find it helpful for sleeping, especially if it's like, wow, I'm just feeling that anxiousness and my muscles are a little tense as well. It has a nice muscle relaxant property, as I mentioned. You know, something that's interesting about kava is when you taste it, because it is such a unique flavor, it's also numbing. And it can, if you haven't taken kava, tried it before, you'd be like, wow, is this normal? You know, am I having a reaction? And it is normal. It's something to know that you'll just feel a numbing effect in your mouth. And actually, that's one of its uses, too, is for that immediate numbing effect on the mucous membranes. And when Europeans first learned about kava going to the South Pacific, they actually used it more for that numbing effect, which is kind of fascinating. But yeah, there is that long caution, but that we haven't seen, just so you all your customers know, there's been no cases since 20 years ago with issues and liver issues with CABA, but it is something we all have to have on our labels. So just to put that at ease for everyone.
So one of the things that I will caution our listeners about, you don't necessarily just want to run off and purchase CAVA from whatever source. You need to know that you are getting the right specific source material and the correct extraction methods with the herb farm CAVA, so you can be very well assured that the quality of what you're taking is a highest caliber. Okay, just moving on.
Well, before we move on, Janet, I want to bring up an interesting point about how it makes people feel the CAVA. Are there any age restrictions on the CAVA?
There is. In that caution statement, the age restriction is 18. It's only for 18 and older, and not for pregnancy. So if there's ever any issues or concerns that are really well documented, we will have that on the label. Ashwagandha also has a pregnancy concern, just so something, you know, work with your medical professional just to make sure. So we will have that on the label. We want to make sure people are using the herbs in an appropriate way.
So there's full transparency on the labels.
Yes, definitely.
All right, Jen?
Well, also talking about the ability to be calm and relaxed, whatever the situation you might be facing. California poppy. Again, people have a perspective that might not be entirely accurate. Autumn?
Yeah, you know, California poppy, this is one we definitely grow on our farms, and it's actually starting to bloom in my area, certainly being, the state plant of California. And obviously it is in the poppy family, and so there's, you know, some people have some concern about that, but this is a very safe poppy, even safe for children, because it's mild but effective in helping calm down, great for helping with sleep, insomnia, with anxiety. So you can use this with little ones all the way up to, you know, all of us from two up to, you know, 100 or plus. And this is one that has some mild antispasmodic effects. Especially for kids, but for all of us, you know, you've been out a little bit or you're just kind of wound up and need to, like, take it down a notch and relax and chill out to get ready to go to sleep, or just during the day, feeling that sense of, oh, so just I'm a little too wound up, basically, and having maybe some mild pain. This isn't going to affect, you know, very severe pain, except just to take it down also a notch with California poppy. And so we use the whole plant, the roots, the leaves, and the flowers, and since we grow it, we can harvest that at the appropriate time and make that best medicine, best herbal extract out of it, because you don't see really super high quality California poppy just in the open marketplace. So that's one advantage of us having our farms. And it also, it does have a little bit of a bitter flavor, which most poppies will have. Mildly calm, it's definitely calming, mildly sedative when you're going to sleep, helping with that anxiety, a little antispasmodic and pain relief with the California poppy. And some people, you know, for some people, CAVA is not their herb and may feel a little too strong, or, you know, just isn't their herb. You can always do just a few drops if you're using CAVA, but if you're finding like, that may not be my herb, try California poppy, and you probably find that that's going to be a better match for you. This one also may not be appropriate during pregnancy as well.
Now, Water, most of your herb farm herbs, the liquid herbs, are organically grown. Is that correct?
Yes. We, over three-quarters of the herbs we use are organically grown. California poppy is one of them. There are some herbs we can wildcraft sustainably. St. John's wort is one. It grows like a weed in our area, and so the Forest Service wants us to harvest it, so we will have some herbs like that. And then you'll notice on the kava label, for example, it doesn't have the certified organic. It's in a category we call purity verified. And that's because in the South Pacific, where we source it from, there's a lot, like hundreds of small growers, and they're growing traditionally and organically, but there it's not possible to like certify every little grower, every small grower. And so we make sure it's clean and tested extensively and all of that. So there are some situations where things are grown organically, they just aren't actually certified organic, so we can't put that on the label, but we make sure everything is clean, no bacteria counts or mold and other pesticides or other issues with the herbs.
Well, let me remind our listeners that Janet Cimarelli is available today to answer any questions you may have about the Herb Farm line. She's here today from 12 to 5, tomorrow Saturday.
At 10. Thanks for listening.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman, and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. Remember to tune in again next Friday at 10 a.m. and find out more about EDLP. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.